Good morning. A dry and mild start to the day across interior New York and New England as the weather pattern remains dominated by a large ridge of high pressure overhead. Some clouds have spilled in over the top of the ridge, and we will have plenty of sunshine today. However, clouds will tend to mix in from time to time, especially during the afternoon. And with some energy riding over the top of the ridge into southern Canada, this could initiate one or two passing showers, primarily over the Adirondacks and northernmost New York and New England. The rest of the region will stay dry, and with that sunshine, everyone will push into the lower to mid-80s on average for daytime highs with comfortable humidity. A few isolated showers or thunderstorms overnight tonight with lows back into the upper 50s. That same ridge of high pressure will tend to break down as more energy rides over the top of the ridge and flattens it out. As a result, we'll see a mix of sun and clouds with a bit more humidity on Friday, leading to, again, a couple of isolated showers or thunderstorms. Highs should still manage to get into the lower 80s. Over the weekend, more energy will pass through that same ridge of high pressure, breaking it down even further and touching off a few more scattered showers and storms on Saturday and Sunday. Most of the weekend, though, will be dry with a mix of sun and clouds and highs in the upper 70s to around 80. A front will push through the region late Sunday and overnight will dry it out and cool it down just a touch, and it will be sunny and pleasant on Monday in the lower 70s. Disturbances in the jet stream flow could touch off a few more showers and thunderstorms by the middle of next week as highs approach 80 once again by Wednesday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, ample moisture from the Gulf of Mexico will continue to flow into the central United States over the next few days, and upper-level energy will help trigger even more scattered showers and thunderstorms for the region. Additional rainfall amounts of 2 to 4 inches are forecast for portions of southeastern Texas and Louisiana, with some potential for locally higher amounts. Due to heavy rain over the past few days in the same area, the additional rain will serve to exacerbate ongoing flooding and could lead to numerous instances of flash flooding. There is a moderate risk of excessive rainfall as issued by the Weather Prediction Center, as well as flash flood watches through late today along the western and central portions of the Gulf Coast. Meanwhile, a deep upper-level low is forecast to drop south across the western United States through tomorrow, leading to several weather hazards. First, temperatures are expected to be considerably below normal over the northwest, spreading into the Great Basin today and toward parts of the desert southwest tomorrow. These cold temperatures will lead to dropping snow levels across the west. Snow totals could be greater than 2 feet in the higher elevations of the northern Rockies in Montana through late Friday, and a winter storm warning is in effect. At Mount Washington this morning, 50 miles visibility with mostly cloudy skies and 48 degrees with a north wind at 18 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, drifting snow and 24 degrees. In Albany on the hour, mostly cloudy skies and 55 degrees, the dew point 54, 96% relative humidity, calm wind and the barometer at 30.41 inches and rising. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 106 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 21 at Port Angeles, Washington. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny in the mid-70s, Boston mostly sunny in the upper 60s, and in Buffalo partly sunny with highs in the lower 80s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 82 degrees, the low 48, the average temperature 65, that's 4 degrees above normal. No rain yesterday for the month, still 1.57 inches, which is now 42 hundredths of an inch below normal, and 10.91 inches for the year, which is 2.16 inches of precipitation below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 73 degrees, the average low 50, the record high 91 set in 1962, and the record low 29 in 2002. Sunrise this morning was at 5:28 a.m., sunset this evening 8:16 p.m., 14 hours and 48 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds with the outside chance of a passing shower or thunderstorm today and highs in the lower 80s. Mostly cloudy tonight in the upper 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny today with highs in the lower 80s. Mostly cloudy tonight in the upper 50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds with the outside chance of a passing shower or thunderstorm today and highs in the mid-80s. The risk of a shower or storm tonight, lows near 60. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, mostly sunny today with highs around 80. Mostly cloudy tonight in the mid-50s. For the greater capital district, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy. Also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the lower to mid-80s. Mostly cloudy tonight, lows in the upper 50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, passing shower or thunderstorm, lower 80s. Partly sunny on Saturday, a scattered shower or storm in the upper 70s. A mix of sun and clouds on Sunday, a slightly better chance at more scattered showers and storms near 80. Sunny and pleasant on Monday, lower 70s. And a mix of sun and clouds with a few scattered showers and thunderstorms Tuesday and Wednesday, mid to upper 70s Tuesday, and right around 80 again on Wednesday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Cayanos.